Ever wonder why you feel like a complete zombie when your alarm goes off after 8 hours, if you're even lucky enough to get that much sleep? As college students, it feels almost impossible for us to get enough sleep. We're constantly told to get 8 hours, but is that really the magic number? Did you know that throughout the night, your body cycles through periods of light sleep and very deep sleep? Most people's sleep cycles tend to last 90 minutes, so if you aim for 8 hours, your alarm is likely to go off just as you're diving into deeper sleep. Try aiming for 7.5 hours of sleep and see how you feel in the morning. If you feel great, you probably nailed it and found your sleep cycle. If you don't feel perfect just yet, test out an 85 or 95 minute sleep cycle instead. Not only will you feel great in the mornings once you discover your magic number, you'll also add about 30 minutes of valuable time to your day.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to WMUCFM College Park, where College Park is good. Where College Park is good radio. Yeah, it is. My name is Sophia, and this is my show, One for the Books, where every week I pick a book and I play music that fits the themes and vibes of that book. So today, our book is The Time Machine by H.G. Wells. This one came out kind of a while ago. Full transparency, I had to read this for a science fiction class, but I actually really liked this one. I thought it was really interesting for a science fiction book. not my favorite genre, but honestly, I really did enjoy this book. So the main character of this book is unnamed. They call him the time traveler throughout the entire book. And it starts out with these men at a table, and they're discussing how this character, the time traveler, has gone off into a different space and time, and they're kind of trying to track him, but they don't know where. And this book was really interesting for the time it came out, because time travel and like the idea of like space even was very not talked about. So this book was very revolutionary when it came out. And so the time traveler travels to another planet, another world. And in this society, there's two species, the Eloi and the Morlocks. And they're basically like a reflection of the two ways that humanity could have gone. So one, I think the Eloi are like sort of like if the upper class had developed into another species. They're very not self-reliant. They're very lazy and can't really do anything for themselves, and just have sort of adapted from a life of luxury and having everything done for them. And then the Morlocks are the opposite. They live in the dark and have stemmed from supposedly, like it implies, the lower class, where they have to like spend for themselves and work to find their food and kind of live in a very primal way. So the time traveler observes these two species, and I'll get a little bit more into the plot as we progress, but I wanted to play some kind of space-related songs today because this book is all about time travel and space travel. So this first song is called Moon by Domi and J.D. Beck. This is just a fun little jazzy song that one of my bandmates put me onto, and then after that, we have Creatures by Sunbeam Sound Machine, which I thought was fitting since there's all kinds of different creatures in this book. And after that, we have The Abyss by Dirty Art Club. Thank you guys for tuning in. This is One for the Books on WMUCFM College Park.
I don't care how far you fly and rain. All right, yeah. Okay, let me go hear some of it. Thank you.
That was The Abyss by Dirty Art Club, and before that was Creatures by Some View Sound Machine, and before that was Moon by Domi and JD Beck. So my friend VJ, the DJ, just informed me that the author of this book, The Time Machine, H.G. Wells, coined the term time machine. So this wasn't even a thing that people really talked about when he wrote this book. And a revolution, H.G. Wells. And so this next song is Back to Mars off of Bia Badoobie's Live in London album. I am obsessed with the live version of this song, and I was so happy when she released a version on Spotify where I could listen to it. So Back to Mars, super fitting, because like space, hello. And then after that, we have Target Feeling by Enjoy. This song is a bit about having like a goal, a large goal, and working hard to fit it and to achieve it. And I feel like that's very much reflected in this book, because the main character, the time traveler, is very set on exploring new species and new planets and new areas in space, and he accomplishes that, but there are some costs, and you learn that in this book for sure. A big thing that we talked about when we were reading this book was the sort of the cost of science and how far is too far when diving into scientific realms, and that definitely comes up a lot in The Time Machine. And then after that, we have another Sunbeam Sound Machine song. This one's a little more upbeat. It's called Mutual Life, and I feel like that was fitting because there's multiple lives and multiple different planets and species all living at the same time that we don't even know about, and that's pretty cool. So yeah, this is Back to Mars.
Before is the memories I share.
That was Mutual Life by Sunbeam Sound Machine. Before that was Target Feeling by Enjoy. And before that was Back to Mars, Live in London by Bia Badoobie. So next up, we have You're My Baby by Ricky E. Acid. So in this song, in this book, The Time Machine by H.G. Wells, there is a bit of a, I don't want to say romance, but there is definitely like a love connection in this book between the time traveler and one of the female Eloy on this other planet. It's kind of strange. The dynamic, it's very much like protector. Like he just kind of, they can't really speak the same language, but she kind of shows him around the planet and sort of takes him in. And so he kind of reciprocates that by caring for her. And when things start to go south on the planet, as you can imagine, they might do with two completely different species that want two completely different things. He very much takes over that protector role over this character. So I thought this was a cute little love song, I guess. It's like 2 minutes, but it's fun. And then after that, we have Starship Trooper by Yes. This song is usually, I love the band Yes, and usually this song is like four songs in one and it's like 9 minutes long, but I picked the shorter version, so you're welcome. This is the 3 minute version and it's awesome. And Starship Trooper because we're going to space. Yeah. And then after that, we have A Chimp's Smile by Macabre Plaza. I've never actually said that band's name out loud, but I love them. They're great. And I felt like that was fitting because of the species and the friendship built between the time traveler and the species. So yeah, this is You're My Baby by Ricky E. Acid. Thank you guys for tuning in today to One for the Books on WMCFM College Park. Was A Chimp's Smile by BJ
Macabre
Plaza. And before that was Starship Trooper by Yes. And before that was You're My Baby by Ricky E. Acid. So up next, we have some fun dance songs that are also kind of space. I don't know. They just feel funky and space and travel, which totally matches. So the way my microphone has been off this entire time, that was A Chimp's Smile by Macabre Plaza. Before that was Starship Trooper by Yes. And before that was You're My Baby by Ricky E. Acid. So up next, we have She's Gone, Dance On by Disclosure, a fun, funky dance song. And yeah, these next couple of songs are just kind of, I don't know, they're kind of space feeling travel songs, which is very much what goes on in The Time Traveler. I think that this book is totally worth reading if you like. There's definitely some like political commentary. There's some commentary on humanity and the directions that are species could go in if we keep having these grand accentuation like differences between the upper class and the lower class, and also on science and the evolution of science, and like I said earlier, how far is too far in the scientific field. So this book definitely grapples with that, and it's kind of a quick read. It's not too dense, and if you're into science fiction, I definitely would recommend. And if you're not into science fiction, I would still recommend, because I'm not really into that, and I really loved this book. So this is She's Gone, Dance On by Disclosure. And after that, we have Never Ender by Justice and Tame Impala. Thank you guys for tuning in. That was Never Under by Justice and Tame Impala. And before that was She's Gone, Dance On by Disclosure. So up next, we have some more fun, funky dance songs. We have Bayside by Obscure and Peace of Mind by I'm So Sorry, But I'm Gonna Try My Best, Rim Kwaku Obang, and The Believers. This last song, Peace of Mind, I felt like this was fitting because, well, number one, it's just a great song and a great dancey song. But also, the term peace of mind, like, definitely this book leaves you with that in a sense. Not to spoil the book, but there definitely is a lot of commentary on the kind of end of the world sort of thing. And I know this sounds super cliche, but I actually found it really interesting the way that this author, like, depicts the end of the world, especially because it was written so long ago. So, like, what people thought that would look like when this book was written versus what we think that looks like now. So I found that really interesting. And I think that when this author eventually, or when the main character, the time traveler, is eventually able to tell his story of his experience time traveling to another planet, it really is interesting and it does a lot for the people back on Earth. So yeah, this is Bayside. Thank you guys for tuning in and hearing about our book today, The Time Machine. This is One for the Books in WMCFM College Park. Have a great rest of your day.
East to the coast from New York to LA. Power to the people that struggle every day. East to the coast from New York to LA. To the people that struggle every day.
Make a bomb. Yeah.